First of all, let's talk front and center with what's going on with the Dolphins, because the quarterback position is one that's interesting because of what's going on with Josh. And now that Fitzpatrick is playing, and we're all trying to figure out what Flores is trying to do or what he's trying to accomplish, right? And then we're all trying to, at the same time, I would say, read through the trees, right? And see, well, like Perk, right? Perk will tell you, well, I don't think Flores likes to, what's it called? I don't think Flores likes Rosen, right? That right there in that's one of those that Perk would talk about, and what's it called? It's one of those where, I mean, it's we're all trying to figure out what it is, right? And where this development is with Josh Rosen. And there's so many layers to all of this. And we all have different opinions on this, because I don't believe the evaluation is over with Josh Rosen. There are people that do believe the evaluation is over with Josh Rosen. Now, when you listen to the head coach, you know, it kind of sounds like the evaluation is done there at this point, because you just reading into what he says. It's one of those where, you know, it's hard to figure out, because I don't know where he stands. I know where I stand on it. There's no way you can have an evaluation on Josh Rosen yet. Now, yesterday in the press conference, he went off, right? And first of all, he was talking about the QB situation and talking about how Fitzpatrick played and how he's staying with Rosen in the process. And so let's hear from Brian Flores as he's talking about the situation yesterday and talking about how Fitz played and who he's going with.
Yes, I anticipate Josh being the guy, but I think we're going to do what we feel is best for this team. That's what we did yesterday in the fourth quarter. I thought Fitz played really well. I thought Josh has played well in spurts also. So we'll see how this goes in practice, this week of practice. But, yeah, Josh will be the starter.
So at first he tells you that, hey, we'll see how everything goes this week in practice, but Josh will be the starter. Very wishy-washy in this press conference for Brian Flores. So this is why everybody has different opinions on it. This is why everybody's reading differently into what he's saying. We're trying to, you know, break down one comment or another. And I'm going to give you also something that he could be doing too at the same time. Flores talking about the evaluation process and Rosen.
You know, just trying to, you know, keep some, I don't want to say continuity, but I just feel like, you know, Josh has played well. He's made a lot of strides. He's developed over the course of the last, let's call it, 6 weeks, you know, training camp, even more than that. But he's done a good job, and, you never want to just, you know, pull a guy for, you know, one bad game. But I think, you know, this is still an ongoing, you know, conversation between myself, our coaching staff, and, you know, we really got to take a look at Buffalo and see, you know, what they're doing, you know, and we're always going to try to put the, you know, what we feel is the best group out there.
Now, you see, here's where he could be throwing a curve to Buffalo too, where he wants to stick with Josh because he just benched him because he was playing terrible. I mean, listen, the coaching move was the right move. There were a lot of coaching moves in that game on Sunday. This is why I say that the decision at the end, I might disagree with it, but overall, you got to love the coaching. I mean, that's automatic. You got to love what the coaching is, because they got so much out of that team. They were in that game at the end. The quarterback change was right. Playing Mark Walton more is right. You know, all these things, they commit very few penalties. I mean, these are coaching decisions. When we credit Don Shula for being a smart team and his team being least penalized, and we're ripping Manny Diaz because his team commits too many penalties, well, you're damn right I'm going to be crediting Brian Flores for having a smart team that, considering they're overmatched, they don't have enough talent every week, and they're not resorting to penalties. That's pretty disciplined, let me tell you. So there's a lot of good things to like about what Flores and his staff are doing, okay? And I don't know if I want to read into this to the extreme that he's given up on Josh. Because there he says, oh, well, we'll see how the week is going on, and we'll see what Buffalo, and we're going to do what's best to win. And you want to keep Buffalo a little bit guessing. Now, let's be honest here. Is Buffalo really concerned about Fitzpatrick or Rosen? They probably want to face Rosen over Fitzpatrick because of the inexperience. But nobody fears Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it's not one of those things that the Buffalo Bills are saying, let's hope that they start the young kid. No, either way, you're not scaring anybody. But maybe he wants to at least force Buffalo to prepare for both guys. So, yeah, we'll see how the week goes on. And then now he'll keep you in the dark on Wednesday and Thursday and maybe even Friday. Who knows? Now, he has said that Josh is the starter. Now, when asked about the development of all of this, and does this hinder the development of Josh Rosen, here is Brian Flores' response.
I wouldn't say that's part of the thought process. It's, you know, right now it's one game at a time and try to win every game and try to put the best group out there each week. And I would say, I think by now we've got a pretty good evaluation of him. You know, we've had him since April, and all OTAs, all training camp, you know, three starts. Kind of guys develop, they get better. So, but, you know, as far as, you know, the development part of that, I don't think that's necessarily a part of it. It's more what we feel is the best for the team.
Now, again, you know, asked if this whole thing is something that, you know, you got to think about his development instead of trying to win games. And the coach is trying to balance both. Because if the young quarterback isn't playing well, you cannot send a message to the rest of the team that we've kind of waved a white flag and we're not going to bring in somebody else. No, you use the hook. Okay. Hopefully it's a teaching moment for Josh Rosen, which is what we talked about yesterday, that he gets to look at what Fitz is doing. And then he, in his mind, says, okay, the next time this happens, I will adjust by doing what he did. Make quicker decisions. Get rid of the football. Make smarter decisions, because he made several bad throws in that game. Got to call it like you see it, man. And so this is not a hindrance to his development if you go back to him. Now, if you go back to Fitz, then you really have turned the page and it's over. But the responsible thing to do is you go back to Rosen and you see if he's learned from that situation. And this week against the Bills, I guarantee you it's a great test, because that defense is going to pressure him. That defense is going to hit him. So he's going to have to learn what he did last week and say what he didn't do last week, he's going to have to do it this week. He's going to have to sit there and go, okay, the way Fitz responded to that is the same way I got to respond to Buffalo this week. I've got to make quick decisions. And you can bet your ass on this, that in that game plan, there's going to be quick outs, okay? There are going to be, fast outlets here. They're going to have a lot of short passes, a lot of screens, a lot of slants. They're going to have all kinds of stuff like that. Why? Because they're not going to be able to sit back there for 3 seconds. They know it. Josh should know it. The offensive line knows it. So adjust. And the adjustment he didn't make last week, let's see if he makes it this week. That's the responsible thing to do. Now, Flores said something yesterday that I couldn't disagree with more. Okay? And this is the thing about watching a coach develop, too. There are a lot of good things, and then there are things that you may not like. And then you kind of got to weigh the positives and the negatives. Here's the coach talking about the QB position and the evaluation process of it compared to other positions.
You take thought and try to do what's best for the organization, for the team. I don't like to look at the quarterback position as any differently than I do the punter, the kicker, or, you know, center. I realize that, you know, obviously it's the premier position. But at the end of the day, we try to do what we feel is best for the team. And I think that's something, you know, for me personally, I that's what I think about when making any decision.
Now, the quarterback position is nothing like any other position on the team. It's the most important position in all of pro sports. Not just football, period. It's the most important position of all time. So you definitely take a different approach to developing a quarterback. And so part of the process is preparing him the right way, okay? Part of the process is also giving him the weapons. And that's been another one of those debates. And I've always been the guy, when we had Ryan Tannehill here, I'm going to do the same thing here with Josh Rosen. I know Josh Rosen doesn't have the most ideal situation, but that's exactly how sometimes you want to measure quarterbacks. Because it's really easy to measure a guy when his offensive line is immaculate, and the running game's dominant, and the receivers are awesome, and he's got a fantastic tight end. Well, then, yeah, he's got every pillar to support that building. Only problem is that's not where we're at. We're in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and it's leaning to a point where it's ready to go under one of those what's that thing called when you go under the bamboo thing? What's that called? You know, and people try to go lower.
Oh, you're talking about doing the limbo.
There you go. So that's how low this building is. So I get it. He doesn't have the support. He doesn't have the pillars. But that's kind of what I want to find out. Because in the NFL, there's going to be chaos. And when there's chaos, you need to know, is that when you're... I've watched Russell Wilson over and over again, you know, perform under chaos. I've watched Tom Brady have to adjust that he's got 2-3 linemen out, so he's getting rid of the ball in a second and a half. He's not stupid. It's like a sit back there, go 3.5, 4 seconds and take a hit, like Ryan Tannehill did this week where it was a third down. He couldn't take – the last thing he could do was take a sack. And what does Ryan do? He hangs on and floats around the pocket until some guy comes up behind him and sacks him.
Funny you're mentioning Brady. The one game that he had against a good defensive line last time, Buffalo.
Right.
You saw the score.
Right.
And he adjusted, like you said, and everything went 15 yards or shorter, and it was quick, quick, get it out. Because they're coming. They are coming.
There's an adjustment to everything. So I just told you that he didn't adjust well this past week. I want to see what he does against Buffalo. The line is playing slightly better, but you've got to also play a lot better. And you've got to be accurate, and you've got to make the quick and right decision. It can't be to Gesicki down the middle of the field with three people covering him. You can't. When Fitz threw it, it was man-on-man, and he threw it opposite of the defender. The ball placement was perfect. Not that Fitz is Mr. Accuracy anyway, but he hit the play. Because he can do it. I mean, Fitz can win games at times. He's going to lose you a bunch of games too. But here's the interesting dynamic of all of this. I was reading Armando Salguero's article in the Miami Herald. And there's a short-term memory, right? Because now people say, well, Fitz is playing better. Play him now. Did you remember the first couple of games of the season? What, was Fitz playing well? I'm sorry. I must have missed out on that. Because I think they wanted to play Fitz a little longer into the season, and they just couldn't. They had to get the kid in there because Fitz was terrible. Because that's who Fitzpatrick is. Just because he played well one week doesn't mean he's going to play well every single week, because he's never done that in his career, because he cannot do that in his career, because he's not capable of doing that in his career, because he's not a good quarterback.
Another thing, like you're talking about, the first 2 weeks, who are we playing? Badass defense, Baltimore, Patriots.
Yeah.
And Buffalo is the equivalent in that area of these teams. So kind of expect, if you go with Fitz, the same type of production, okay?
No, and he might play well, too. Who knows? You don't know what the hell you're going to get.
He can show flashes of brilliance. He does.
But you got to go back to Rosen. That's the automatic. Fitz has no future here. Fitz is what you just did with him. Kid's not playing well. Fitz will be ready. He doesn't care. His ego, he's getting paid his money either way. There's no amount of starts tied to his contract, none of that stuff, okay? It's not like he's making $500,000 and he'll make 8 or 9 if he has a certain amount of starts. No, he's getting paid his salary. And he has no problem getting pulled and coming back to save him and all that, or try to save them. Like he did this week. He almost did. So that's what you want to do with him.
Plus, he's been in the league for 15. He's been on this roller coaster ride.
Yeah,
he's been a starter,
a
comeback. He's been a starter for 3 games in, not for 4, and then coming in the second half. You know,
yeah, not going to affect
him. He's done it all. He's done it all.
It's not going to affect him whatsoever. Okay? So now, Rosen, that could affect him. You don't want to go with the, you know, starting. No, you want to put him out there. And last week, you gave him an opportunity. He understood he played like crap. He understood it even more when he saw Fitzpatrick come in, adjust, and do what he had to do. And yeah, you could talk about the scheme being different. You could talk about them playing a little more prevent coverage and all that, but they adjusted. And so did Fitz, and he made him pay for it. And that's what Rosen wasn't doing last week or on Sunday. He wasn't making them pay for whatever defense they were playing. And he had his opportunities. He failed. And Flores did the right thing. Now you've got to do the right thing again, and you got to go back to Rosen and give him an opportunity to continue to play. Now, I think that's really what Flores wants to do, okay? I think he kind of put a little gray in the decision. It wasn't simply black and white. I think he put it in the gray area for Buffalo's purposes more than anything else. So that way, the defensive players have to spend a little time preparing for, you know, 2 quarterbacks. And I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, again, not that they're fearing either quarterback, but at least you're making them waste time in watching film on what Rosen does and what Fitzpatrick does. So that is the reason why maybe you do this and why you leave it in a gray area. But I think this was a teaching moment, just like when Flores yanks Wilkins for slamming a player to the ground. And then when Christian walks off the field immediately after that play because he got pulled, he gets ripped a new one by Flores. Teaching moment. That's all. And again, I have to say this. Rosen did a phenomenal job of handling it because he understood it. He knew that he deserved to get benched. And to me, that's pretty cool. What I don't want to see is the ignorant player that thinks that, no, I'm fine. I'm doing good. I don't know. I shouldn't have been pulled. I should have been given a chance to come back and all that. No, dude. You see, the other guy came in and he adjusted and did what you weren't doing. And so now I want to see if he learns from it. I want to see if he makes those quick decisions this week against a Bills defense that is going to be a bitch. So that's the controversy there. You want to reach in and tell us about your thoughts on Rosen. You can do it on YouTube if you're watching us, on Facebook if you're watching us. You can send it in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line at 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line.